Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Cheryl Thaxton joining you today live on Blog Talk Radio for Faith for Life, where we go through the process of there. And the process of there is the process of faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight and allow the Word of God to perform and perfect us to the place that God has called us to, using our everyday life as tools to get us shaped for the place that God has already predestined for our lives. Thank you so much for joining me. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Bible, not looking at them as superhuman Christians, but looking at them as people who are unlikely but have been chosen by God to do extraordinary things. And as they trust God and the Word of God and by walk by faith, they watch God demonstrate His power and manifest in them the vision of what He's already intended for their life. So thank you so much for joining me. Today we're looking and continue again on the process of there and looking at people who have been injured by those who they trusted. One of them we're looking at is Joseph. We know that he trusted his brothers, and he was betrayed by them, but we know that it was for a purpose, and Joseph knew it was for a purpose. Job also experienced the same type of betrayal when he was being tried, and his friends came and accused him of sinning against God. Even his wife made accusation against him. David understood this as well with his own father and brother, but also with people that he shared, that were in the kingdom with him, that were supposed to be friends, who betrayed him. So in the Bible, we've seen many people who have been betrayed by people who were the closest to them. And as you walk this journey of the process of there, especially as you're going to the place that God has called you, you will find out that you will become hated, or people will be envious of you and jealous of you because of who you are and what God is calling you to do, not anything of your own, but because God himself has chosen you. Acts, the 7th chapter, the 9th verse, which talks about Joseph, and it says, "But then those fathers, burned up with jealousy, set Joseph off to Egypt as a slave." And that was the Message Bible. The International Version says that because the patriots were jealous of Joseph, they sold him as a slave in Egypt, but God was with him. And that's what you have to understand. God is going to be with you. Joseph was a man of wisdom. David was a man of wisdom. Even Job was a man of wisdom, because they, even in the midst of pressure, they held on to their integrity, and they did not allow the buffeting of people that was close to them to make them lose focus, even though they were hurt by it, even though it was something that was unexpected. And sometimes these blows are going to come unexpected from people that are close to you. If it's not someone outside, it could be a family member, or it could be, as Job, it was his spouse, the one person who should know that we're going to walk this thing together, because out of everybody else, the person you're married to should know where you're going and have the focus and have the eyes to see and hear in the spirit and walk with you through some things. And sometimes it's that very person who gives you the blow that you'd never expected. It may be a sibling. It may be a close friend. It may be even a leader or someone in the church that you thought understood you, but they cannot see beyond what's before them, which is that place of envy sometimes, that place where they're upset sometimes because things have not turned out or panned out in their life like they thought, and here it is, you getting ready to surpass or have surpassed them, and it's very hard for them to handle. So, you know, we have to understand that even in this, you still have to hold on to integrity, and even in your place of being hit with the blow like betrayal or hit with the blow of someone that is falsely accusing you because what God has spoken has not come to pass, or it has not been what they thought it was going to be, and they're using this opportunity to even inflict pain on you. You cannot leave the place of wisdom. And what I like about this is because wisdom helps us in so many aspects of our life to remain in a place that God can still talk and minister to us and minister to the place where we have been injured and we have been hurt. And I like that because it reminds me of God's faithfulness to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Ecclesiastes 8:1 says this, "Therefore, there's nothing better than being wise, knowing how to interpret the meaning of life. Wisdom puts light in the eyes and gives gentleness to words and manner." So even in the midst of what we're going through, we need that wisdom, because the wisdom of God, that wisdom helps us to interpret the meaning of life and interpret what's going on and interpret how to even act or to respond to certain things by the leading of the Holy Spirit. It gives, this wisdom of God gives, puts light in the eyes. It makes us see. When everything around us looks dark, it helps us to see and respond the right way. And it gives gentle words and manners, because when people are coming against you and coming at you, your first response is to retaliate and to build up a barrier of protection and a wall and to go after what the ones who are going after you. But wisdom lets you know that because they don't understand where you're at or who you are, that you have to handle them even in this state of their own rebellion or hurt or disappointment or striking out in anger. You still have to handle them in the right manner, because they still belong to the Lord. They still are God's children, and he knows how to handle them. And how you entreat them shows the wisdom of God and shows maturity. It shows that you're not stooping down in the valley where they're at that particular time. And all of us have those moments where we're there in a place where we don't know how to rightly go in and tap into the Spirit and get wisdom and get understanding, but we've got to pull that wisdom and that understanding from the Spirit realm and command it to be unto us life and light, as we just read, so that we handle people the right way and with the right manner, and that we have the right gentle words to say, that even when we're addressing issues, that our words are like the Lord's, that they come and they give us what we have need of without destroying us in the process. So we need that wisdom. And you're gonna face people that are going to not understand. You're going to face people who don't understand you, but you can't let that stop you. You can't let that be the thing that pulls you back, because it's this one thing about it. God knows us. And he knows exactly what's going to happen in our lives. So we have to lean and depend, not to our own understanding, but trust and depend on God. Job, the 23rd chapter, verses 10 and 11 through 12 says this, "But he knows where I'm at and what I've done. He can cross-examine me at all he wants, and I'll pass the test with honors. I'll follow him closely, my feet in his footprints, not once swerving from his way. I'll obey every word he's spoken, and not only obey his advice, I'll treasure it." And that's what you have to understand. When everybody else don't understand, when everybody else doesn't know, when everybody else can't see, go back to the one who spoke it. Go back to the one who called you. Go back to the one who gave you the dream, because he knows where you're at. And you've got to follow him. And in the face of your accusers, you've got to say in the spirit realm, God knows me, and he knows where I'm at, and let him examine me, because when he examines me, it's going to be right. And even if I have messed up, he has just scales. Even if I've gotten off, he's got just scales, and he knows how to get me back on track, and he knows how to turn me, he knows how to shape me, he knows how to speak to me and give me what I have need of. So you've got to be open even in that aspect, even when you're the friends or the loved ones or the leaders who can't grasp where you are. And every leader can only handle sometimes, and this is not every leader, but there are leaders who can only handle your success as long as it does not overshadow or go beyond theirs. And the moment that it does, then they're intimidated by it, and they have a problem with that. Or if they feel like you have something that they don't, and that the people will follow you more than they'll follow them. And so they use different techniques to try to keep you in a place where you're not growing and not becoming. And it's a place of bondage because they're lording over you so that you won't develop. That's not the will of God either. Everyone is supposed to prosper and move in the spirit realm, as God says. And this prosperity that I'm speaking of now is not in the natural necessarily, because God wants us to prosper there too, but I'm speaking in the spirit realm. There's a prosperity and a wealth in the spirit that God wants for his people, a maturity, a spiritual growth. He wants to express himself, enlarge himself through you. And he, as he does this, you are going to grow. You're going to increase as the knowledge of him increases in you. As what you, it's more than just head knowledge, but as who he is, the knowledge of who he is now coming deep inside of your spirit and your heart and maturing and growing, and you're developing in him, looking more like him, taking more on of him, and you going to the sidelines, getting out of the way so that he can be the center of everything in your life. As that happens, there are going to be people who will never understand it and never like it, but you can't shrink back because they don't. Even when they talk and say things about you, you cannot shrink back. You cannot stop being who God has called you to be. You've got to continue in it, and you've got to grow. In verse chapter 8 of Job, Job's friend comes to him, and he says this to him. He says in the first looking at part B, he says, "How can you keep on talking like this? You're talking nonsense. And noisy nonsense at that. Does God mess up? Does God Almighty ever get things backwards? It's plain that your children sinned against him. Otherwise, why would God have punished them? Here's what you must do, and don't put it off any longer. Get down on your knees before God Almighty. If you're innocent and upright, as you say, it's not too late. He'll come running. He'll set up something right again. It's reestablish your fortune. Even though you're not much right now, and you'll end up better than ever." There are times as leaders, as ministers, and I'm speaking out of experience, that when you're going through certain things, the enemy, especially when you're moving in the direction of God, and the enemy can't stop you in certain areas, he will attack your children. He will attack your seed. And people who say that they walk with you will say, "Well, if you're so right and you're so good and God is speaking to you, why is this happening? Why is the Lord allowing the enemy to attack your children?" And you can go back and examine yourself and then go through regret and see if you did everything right over and over and over again. You have got to settle that issue within yourself and say, just like Job, he knows where I'm at. He knows where the path that I'm taking. He knows the direction that I'm at. And when he's tried me, it's pure gold. Ecclesiastes 9 and 12 says this: "I've seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and chance happen to them all. Moreover, you must know their hour will come. As fish are caught in a cruel net and birds are taken in a snare, so people are trapped by evil times, and they fall unexpectedly unto them." There are times that things happen, calamities happen in your life, but do not give up. I don't care what you're facing, and I hope these four lessons about the vision of God and where God is taking you, and people betraying you and keeping your focus and having integrity and walking in wisdom will help you, because you will face it as you travel in the process of there, sometimes more than one time. I know more than one time in your experience and in your walk, but you can't give up. Grab a hold to the ones in the Bible who's faced it. Learn the lessons that they've learned and keep moving towards the mark of the high. Be blessed. Have a wonderful weekend. And we'll see you on Monday, as God wills, for another process of favor life. Be blessed.